Hello, I'm Noel Davidson, a servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent to the world by God with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. For more than 30 years, I've been in the charismatic movement, or should I say, I was introduced to the charismatic movement and walked through every camp that was involved in the charismatic movement and never met one person that was spiritually wise to the Jezebel. Jezebel in the Bible is a woman, and the woman operates witchcrafts and is involved in whoredom. We can find in 2 Kings 9:22 information telling us about Jezebel. Kathy D is going to read a verse of scripture for me from that 9th chapter. It's an exchange from Jehu and Joram. Is that right?
That's correct.
Would you read that?
2 Kings 9:22, and it came to pass, when Joram saw Jehu, that he said, "Is it peace, Jehu?" And he answered, "What peace? So long as the whoredoms of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many."
That verse says a lot about your lifestyle. It says a Jezebel operates witchcrafts and walks in whoredoms. That would be both physical and spiritual whoredoms. And there's no peace. No peace in the presence of that woman and under her operations. Amazing statement, really. In the book of Revelation, chapter 2, I believe, the church at Thyatira, Jesus speaking to John and telling him what to write about the church at Thyatira. There was a woman that called herself a prophetess, and she seduced the servants of the Lord to commit fornication and offer meats to unto idols. She was not a prophetess. She was a Jezebel, but Jesus identified her only as a woman. Kathy, would you read the verse or two, whatever's necessary there?
It begins in verse 20, "Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not."
Right enough?
Yeah.
You notice Jesus has something against a church or the church that allows a Jezebel to function in its congregation or in its presence. The church is not a building where people congregate. The church is a region where God's people live. That's the body of Christ. And that, for instance, is Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas. The church in this region, in this area. Now, how far out it reaches, I can't say, but God will direct me to tell me when to change names of the church or change names without ministering outside of the authority that is in the Dallas and Fort Worth Body of Christ or church. So this woman caused great problems to God's servants, and Jesus is very unhappy about that. If we go to the Book of Kings, we will find that there was a woman, her name was Jezebel, and she had under her control, through her witchcraft and her whoredoms, 450 prophets of Baal, and she had 400 prophets that ate at her table in the grove. So Jezebel was the wife of Ahab, and she blew 850 prophets, false prophets, all of them, all false, through her witchcrafts and her whoredoms. This is not uncommon for a woman to rule large numbers of Baal prophets, not prophets of God. No, Baal prophets are prophets in the grove where she fed them at her table and controlled all of them. That is common in governments. In governments, there will be a woman that is operates witchcrafts and involved in whoredoms and controls a large number of men or women, of men. Basically, I'm talking about now, controls those men. And those men, the witchcraft of that woman operates through those men to bring forth the desires of the devil. It's common in governments all over the world. It's nothing new. Now, one thing further about Jezebel, and we find that, Kathy, let's read that about the prophets. Is that what, 19th chapter?
It is the 18th chapter, 19th verse.
Okay, let's read that.
Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table.
Those were all prophets of the devil.
Amen.
You'd have to call them false prophets, wouldn't you?
Right.
Yes, I do. Amen. False prophets. And did you know, religion has its prophets. Denominations have their prophets. And they're all under the control of witchcraft. And the controlling person in that would be a Jezebel. In every case, and that her through her witchcraft and whoredoms, the devil's desire would be completed through them. Now, there may be more than one Jezebel involved in any area or any group, but you can be sure of this, there's one chief Jezebel. One chief Jezebel. Now, let's look and further into this. And is this, what chapter is it where Jezebel cut off all the prophets?
Same chapter.
Same chapter?
18, yes.
All right. And Obadiah took those prophets and hid them in caves and fed them with water and bread. One thing you can be sure of, Jezebel hates the prophet, hates prophets, and wants them cut off. And Jezebel, through her witchcraft, will exalt false prophets and tell how great they are. This is common throughout the world. I've never been a person to call someone a Jezebel. Never. Not once. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 Corinthians 2:15 says, he that's spiritual judges all things, and he himself is judge of no man. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost. One of them is discerning of spirits. And the only way a person can know if a woman is a Jezebel is through the discerning of spirits, the Spirit of God, one of the 9 manifestations of the Holy Spirit. So, Jezebels are easily identifiable because the Spirit of God will show them to you. And that makes it real simple. You don't go around just a strong woman. That doesn't make her a Jezebel. A controlling woman, that doesn't make her a Jezebel. That means she's got a spirit of witchcraft that needs to cast out of her. No. A possessive woman, that doesn't make her a Jezebel. That means she's got a spirit that likes to possess you that needs to be cast out of her. What else can I say? Amen. Jezebels cannot be delivered. They cannot be delivered. They are so far in bondage to the whoredoms and their witchcrafts that Jesus will not commit to one of them. Not one thing. Not one time. Well, perhaps I've said all today I want to say about Jezebels. But they did scare Elijah. Jezebel wanted to kill Elijah. Jezebel would like to kill me, and I know that. Jezebel and her witchcrafts and whoredoms killed Terry Bai, without a doubt. Terry Bai is a fallen soldier brought down by wicked spirits operating in the Jezebel through wicked men that are controlled by those witchcrafts. But those spirits wanted to bring me down, wanted to destroy me, but they didn't get it done. God held me up. You know, God let them kill James, one of the apostles. But when they wanted to kill Peter, God said, oh no, not going to do that. We want Peter to stay, but we want James in heaven. Amen. Thank you, Father, for all that you have done for this servant and the ministries of Water of Life Church, Plano, Texas. God bless you. Good day. See you next time. Noel Davidson, apostle and prophet, servant of Jesus Christ.